Country Bob FM.
When Terry's on the almanac, you get special treatment. You don't just get the regular old school bell, the one that was on the teacher's desk.
Thank you. You get
the slide whistle.
Thank you very much.
So, again, we're doing the Radiothon here on Bob FM, helping out Fishing for Life and Reach for Resources. If the Bob Almanac is special to you, if it's something you enjoy on Bob FM, the Bob Morning Show, will you help us out here today? Make a donation in the name of the Bob Almanac. If it's something you enjoy, and then to make us feel good, if we come out negative after a Bob Almanac donations, it wouldn't make me feel very proud. We want a plus.
You can blame me.
We can blame Terry. Terry was there that day.
But I just talked to the phone bank people. And they're pretty happy.
All right. Okay.
But they're really happy you're giving out the phone numbers.
Make a donation in the name of the great Bob Almanac. And that's not my words. It's other people. 763-450-0500. 763-450-0500. Like I said before, scaled back Bob Almanac here today. This date in history. Thursday, April 21st, 111th day of the year, 111, Terry.
I'm sure
somebody's going to get married on this date. 254 days left to go. Yesterday was 420, and I made no mention of marijuana yesterday. I was kind of proud of myself that I avoided that, because everybody else was doing it all over social media.
Yeah. Well, you know what gets higher with age is Willie Nelson. You know, so...
There's a joke. That's good. How many times have you used that?
About 100.
1789. John Adams was sworn in as our first U.S. vice president. Of course, he became our second president later on. And did you know that he was sworn in before George Washington was sworn in as president?
He was?
Many people probably don't know that.
I didn't know that.
9 days before Washington became president, we had a vice president before we had a president. Technically... in office.
Wow, how odd.
You can believe that, yeah.
Yeah, how did we not know that? That's kind of a big fact, isn't
it? It is kind of a big fact, and I double-checked on that. I actually did some fact-checking on that.
Now, how about George Washington? What
how
a great
him?
Guy. He wouldn't even run again. He said, no, I've done
two-term,
my job.
Two-term tradition.
Yeah, I mean...
So, two terms, and he's done.
What a good guy.
I wish
guy.
More would have that. Some of these people in Congress that have been there for 50 years.
How about being a public servant?
When
I feel we're the servants.
Yeah. When did we start the half-a-century tradition?
Yeah, it's gross.
He does the two-term tradition. We got people in Congress, the half-a-century tradition. That isn't what our founding fathers had in mind,
I don't think
to be
so
honest.
Either.
But, again, they're being elected in, but...
Yeah.
So you got that. But 1856 here this date.
Big iron. I got the big iron. I got all
Johnny Cash and the Rock Island Line, because this date, the Mississippi River was crossed by a train for the first time.
Is that T-R-A-E-N?
T-R-A-I-N.
Okay.
Train, T-R-A-I-N, train. At Davenport, Iowa, and Rock Island, Illinois. In that area, I think we call that area the Quad Cities.
Quad Cities, that's where my daughter-in-law's from.
How about that?
Yes,
Quad Cities. Married
there.
Quad Cities Mallards hockey team down there. I think they got some minor league baseball, too. But Johnny Cash did the song about the Rock Island Line, and it was the Rock Island Line crossing the Ole Miss, the Ole Man. This date here, 1856. Mark Twain died at the age of 79.
He looked way older. Not to be mean, but...
At 79, what did he look... 109?
He looked
old
90s.
Early. He looked
old. Yeah, he was an old-looking young guy.
He was. Yeah. If you look at younger pictures of him.
Maybe he tried to look smarter.
Huck Finn, Tom Sawyer, something about a jumping frog. You know, he came in and went out with Halley's Comet. When he was born, Halley's Comet was in the neighborhood. And then when he died, Halley's Comet was coming back through the neighborhood. Huh. So you always hear that about Mark Twain.
Wow, that must mean something.
It does. How about 1986? Do you remember this, Terry?
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the old Lexington Hotel, where 60 years ago, during the height of the roaring 20s and Prohibition, this once lavish building belonged or was the headquarters for the notorious gangster Al Capone. Directly beneath me, in this hotel's rubble-strewn basement, a massive concrete chamber has been discovered, and there is evidence to suggest that vault once belonged to Al Capone.
Al Capone's vault. Geraldo opened it on this date in 1986. Do you remember what he found?
he found like a hunk of cheese or something, didn't he?
I mean, were you hankering for a hunk of cheese? I know I am at all times. Exactly.
But what was in there?
A broken bottle and some papers.
Yeah.
And some dirt. Poor Geraldo. He's never living that down, and he hasn't yet.
That's when TV started to get fake, I think, because they couldn't afford to have something like that happen again, right?
So. Well, we're never doing that again. Pretty much. That was back in 86. 95 on the Sirius side.
Yep. Timothy McVeigh, age 27, who we previously called John Doe number one, the man with the light brown crew cut, was arrested by local authorities.
Just a day or two after the Oklahoma City bombing, they got Timothy McVeigh, and then they had Terry Nichols. Those were the two perpetrators of that horrible bombing of the Murrah Federal Building back in 1995.
Yeah, that, I forgot about that one.
2016.
Today, we are coming on the air with breaking news about the death of an American music icon. Prince, the innovative, one-of-a-kind artist who's given us so much great music over the decades, has been found dead.
Yeah, Prince having troubles with some of the medications and they were mixing medications and ended up suffering an overdose as a result. And was having trouble on the plane. They had to land an emergency landing, the story. And man, it was way too soon for Prince to go at the age of 57.
We started a radio show that day, a guy that I worked with and we decided, well, we won't do interviews. And then Prince died that day, our first day. So then we did interviews on Prince. But my daughter lives not too far from there. And she said and she said all these emergency vehicles are at Paisley Park. Something really bad has happened.
Mm.
And then, it was Prince.
He was only 57. Did you see Channel 4 dug up some old video where they were talking about like the 1970 teacher strike? Because we had the recent strike and they were looking for some old footage. And whoever's going through the footage came up with this kid. That's got to be Prince. And then they did some investigating, and it was. Talked to some of his old classmates.
Isn't that something?
That was really cool.
But you know what's weird? They said he was, like, so healthy. How did this happen? I don't know. Weird.
This date in Terry Train history. Got anything that happened to you on this date?
On this date, are you looking for my...
No, I'm just joking.
Oh. Well, I started that radio show.
Right,
that
there you go.
Lasted a year.
This date in Terry Train history. Again, the Bob FM Radiothon here, 763-450-0500, 763-450-0500. How has Bob FM came through for you? How have we affected your life? Maybe with a song request, got you through a tough day, as simple as that. You know, there are people having tough days out there, and Fishing for Life and Reach for Resources can help them. Not just difficult days and difficult hours, but having difficulty in their life. And those organizations are here to help. And you can help those organizations. Will you give now? That's the question. 763-450-0500. Any amount will help. We got birthdays now here today.
Yes, we do have birthdays.
Queen Elizabeth II is 96 today. You know they're coming out with a Barbie doll of hers?
Really?
You know, and Ken does have a thing for older women. He likes women that wear crowns.
Here it is.
96 for QE2.
Wow.
They must have some good health care.
She's having a tough time, though. I don't know. Her husband just died. You got Prince Harry being weird.
Doing their thing, yeah.
And I don't know. The Prince Edward thing. Right. She's got a lot of stress.
If we were a monarchy, this guy would be king.
I'm Tony Maselli. I'm here about the job.
Oh, I'm sorry. There must be a mistake. This job is for a housekeeper.
That's me, Mr. Goodmop.
My mother's screening everyone. Did you meet her?
Yeah, yesterday. Yeah, you know, she gave me the once-over, kicked me in the tires, put me up on a rack.
Well, she should have checked under your hood, because you're the wrong sex.
Oh.
You know Tony Danza.
Oh, yeah.
Tony Danza. Hold me close up, Tony Danza. 71 here today. From Taxi and Who's the Boss.
Wow.
Paul Carrick.
Oh. I love this song.
He is 71. He was singing for Ace before he sang for Mike and the Mechanics.
This man has the voice of, I don't know. this song is, man.
71 today. We have a wrestler.
You're not going to stop me, man, because you know I can beat you, and everybody else knows I can beat you, too. And it could be doubleheader night. It could be you and the weasel laying right in the middle of the ring and me doing a dance with the Clippers, baby. Ha, 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 ha!
He was Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Yeah, they had a guy who was a barber. And a lot of hair was cut by him in the 80s and early 90s. And, you know, he didn't charge much at all. So you know, Hulk Hogan could get a real cheap haircut.
Oh, yeah.
That's Brutus the Barber, real name Edward Leslie. He wrestled here in the AWA under the name of Ed Boulder.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And he is 65 here today.
I am the Tiger. Good. You're holding 50,000 volts, little man. Don't be afraid to ride the lightning.
In the face!
He called Zach Galifianakis Fat Jesus in Hangover. In the face. Rob Riggle, 52, on our list here today. And one more.
It's my quarterback. And if you guys do that, man, it's unfair. We lost to the team. We lost to the team, man.
He's crying about Tony Romo. Terrell Owens, that's my quarterback, Tony Romo, 42. That's how you react when somebody says something bad about Kirk Cousins, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's my quarterback.
Yes, yes.
That's my quarterback.
And then I start crying.
Now the Gones But Not Forgotten's on the scale back, Bob Almanac.
Oh, I can't wait. All right, educator Friedrich Froebel. Of course, you all know him. Born in 1782, he founded what is now known as kindergarten.
That's a French, or excuse me, a German name, I think.
Yeah, Friedrich.
Yes, and kindergarten
mm-hmm.
is of a French base.
Is it?
I mean German. I
yeah,
keep saying
German.
French, not German.
Yeah, yeah. Academy Award-winning actor. Did you go through kindergarten, by the way?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
with
flying colors, I think I aced it.
Now, back when you went through it, because when I went through it, we took naps and had milk and crackers.
We were only half a day. We were morning kindergarten, so there's no need for a nap.
Well, we still took a nap. I think the teacher just wanted time off.
The teacher wanted a nap, too.
But,
or did the teacher then rob everybody of their lunch money?
Back then, I just think we didn't know much. I mean, we didn't have to know. I wonder if I even knew my colors.
Kids in kindergarten are doing algebra now.
Yeah, I know.
Simple
it's ridiculous.
Algebra.
All right, Academy Award.
You can go ahead. This is more music than anything.
Okay, Academy Award-winning actor Anthony Quinn, born in 1915. He won Oscars for his work in the movies Lust for Life, Viva Zapata, but he may be best known for his role as Zorba the Greek.
You can laugh too, huh?
Have you danced to Zorba the Greek?
I have
not.
It's
a heck of a song.
Yes, it is. It's very beautiful. We did it at our wedding, actually. No, we didn't. Businessman Don Tyson, born in 1930. He's the founder of
Tyson Foods.
Yes, Tyson Foods.
No relation to Mike Tyson.
No song for him.
No ear. No ears are used in the making of Tyson chicken loaf.
Yeah, right. Country singer Carl Ballou, born in 1931.
I'll just say we've never met.
Good job by your staff. Neil misses on some of the great older classic artists sometimes. Not all the time, just a few times. Carl Ballou. He wrote the song.
Wow.
What's he doing in my world? It's an Eddie Arnold song.
Yep.
He wrote that one.
Is that the one, Make the World Go Away?
Nope, that's a different one.
Okay, never mind then. Actor Charles Grodin, born in 1935. His credits include Beethoven, movies, as well as films, Midnight Run, Heart and Souls, and Heaven Can Wait. Very funny guy.
And one more?
Singer Paul Davis.
I didn't
know he was dead. Born in 1948, hits include Cool Night and I Go Crazy.
Sweet Life's a good one, too. He dabbled on the country charts a little bit.
What happened to him?
I don't know what he died of.
Well, how weird.
Did he also do 65 Love Affair?
Yes. Or was that Paul
Young? Yacht Rock. No, that's definitely Paul Davis.
How did he die? This is bugging me.
Are you looking it up?
I thought he was still alive.
Would you say, I'll look that up?
I'll look that up.
Okay.
All right, Paul Davis. He died in 2008.
I'll look that up.
It doesn't say what he died of. It just says what hospital he died in. Huh. Weird.
All right. Now they're all...
gone?
Gone.
But not forgotten.
Not forgotten. We got a Bob-a-thon, but of course we're going to be still doing the... It's going to be a different Bob-a-thon here. It won't be endless music here for the next 50 minutes or whatever, because we got the Bob FM Radiothon going on. 763-450-0500. Will you give right now? Let's do it. Operators are standing by right now. We've got the three levels of giving gifts that you can receive. We've got brats. We've got tumblers. We have a soft-sided cooler from some of our sponsors. We want you all to be a part of that here on Total Country Bob FM. Would you like to start the next little run of music here, Terry?
Okay.
With Alabama Down Home, Sawyer Brown Step That Step, or Phil Vassar with American Child?
I might go with Alabama.
W2PM Princeton, WLKX Forest Lake, KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany.